Baltimore's Intrepid in Terabang Productions is celebrating its 10th anniversary with the premiere of a new play, I Will Eat You Alive, from January 25th through February 10th at the Vauxhall Theatre. The play's author and director, Katie Heilman, joins me to talk about the project. Welcome, Katie. Congratulations on creating this exciting, brave new piece.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This play, your play, has a rather unusual structure or format. How would you describe that?
I tell people it's quasi-immersive. So it takes place around a giant dinner table that the audience is invited to sit at and partake in a meal along with the actors, or they don't have to. I actually think it's just as fun to sort of watch the audience dealing with the food as much as it is to watch the actors actually doing the play. It just adds a whole other layer because they're being served stuff that no one wants to eat. It's all diet food that they end up getting served. So it's like salad and protein powder and some other things that are popular in pop culture, but you sit down and you think it's going to be a lavish meal, but actually it's everyone is hungry by the end.
That really leads into the fact you've spoken very openly about how much the play draws on your own personal experiences dealing with issues of weight and eating disorders, body image, so on. But these are, of course, culture and society wide. How do you see this speaking more broadly to a wider community?
I'm honestly interested in hearing how people receive this because weight and using the word fat so freely as I do, I think it can trigger people in either good or bad ways. So I'm really just interested in starting the conversation, not necessarily telling people that they have to feel a certain way about anything. I'm just sort of presenting everything as it is, certainly through my lens as a fat person, but I'm really just presenting back what I've been forced to endure my whole life.
And letting people find their own point of connection into that.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people who don't really know what to say about the piece until a day or two later when they've had some time to digest it, not to like use a food pun. But, you know, we don't talk about this stuff, fat or thin, you know, however you describe yourself. We don't normally talk about our relationships with our bodies in a way that is open and honest. We usually let that be like dictated to us. So I think it encourages people to think about not only the treatment of fat people, but just like themselves in the conversation. You know, I think every body type, every person benefits from looking at their body through a fat positive lens, a body positive lens. So that's what I hope people get from it.
But for yourself, what do you think was your best discovery in the process, long process of working on this?
I think just that I was able to do it. I've spoken about how I always knew I wanted to write a play about this, about my weight and my relationship with my body, but I didn't know that like I was going to be the person to write it. That very much came from me going to grad school and taking a playwriting class with Juanita Rockwell, who's amazing. So just learning that I have the power and the know-how to do this, to tell my story, to when I didn't see myself represented, that I was able to step up and do that myself. I think that's the biggest takeaway. And that people responded to it so well and wanted to support me and, you know, make the message louder and clearer. I get so touched with our team when we're all in the room and everyone is just talking about the content of the play, which is difficult, so freely and openly. That is just, that's really surreal to me.
I Will Eat You Alive, surreal and otherwise, runs at the Vauxhall Theater January 25th through February 10th. Tickets and more are available at interrobangbaltimore.org. Thank you, Katie, for speaking with me today.
Thanks, Gavin.